Hi, it's Alan Carrington again. I'm also here with Kurt again. I couldn't let him go with just one episode.
No, he couldn't.
He couldn't, right. But, man, you know, it's so interesting to ask you the question, what's new and what's the next big thing for Kurt Bong? You're talking about a new book. Tell me about it.
Well, I've been, since 2004, I've been running around the world talking about motivation and retention online.
Yes.
The first time I did that was in Middlesex University in London. And a couple of years after that, I started making a mnemonic out of all the motivational ideas and principles. And that mnemonic spells tech variety. Tech,
yes.
For 10 principles of motivation: tone, encouragement, curiosity, variety, autonomy, relevance, interactivity, engagement, tension, and yielding products. So those are 10 principles of motivation, and what I'm trying to do is to go through the literature a bit about motivation retention, the research literature, and then have chapters for each of those 10 principles where I have 10 activities with a description of the activity. Let's say it's using the 8 nouns activity for tone or climate, where students introduce themselves using 8 nouns. It's a social icebreaker. So in that book, we'll have 10 for each of the 10 or 100 activities,
right,
with a description, the degree of time, risk, and cost, a variation. So almost step by step how to do it, what it means, and then some examples of it.
And how close to being a book is this?
Okay. A bunk book.
A bunk book.
You know, it's like one activity away from being done. So, but I've been traveling a bit here the last couple of months, so I'm close to having a draft done. And I have a co-author at the University of Waikato in New Zealand.
Okay.
Who's doing the theory side. I'm doing the application side. And we have 12 or 13 of the 14 chapters fully done, been edited. I have a copy editor. I have a person who will index it, and we plan to make this free to the world as a PDF. And I think I own the website tech-variety.com or .org, so we'll probably put it up there. We'll probably use Amazon Create Space to sell a physical version if people want a cheap physical version, but we'll make it a free as a PDF to help people. I mean, the goal is to help people who design online and blended classes or technology-rich classes, and they want some advice on how to motivate.
How to motivate, yeah. And how do you see the best way an educator can use this thing?
Well, one thing they could do is download a chapter, try an activity out, and then share it with their department. That's one way.
Yeah, a repository of shared experience would be really quite interesting, actually, to see a little bit like what they do with LAMS, you know, mm-hmm. where you pull down something, yeah. you work with it, you improve it, and you put it back.
Yep.
Yeah.
You could have all 10 could be a kind of interactive examples that your department could create to walk someone through each of the 10 principles. How you're giving feedback, how you're producing products, how you're making it more interactive or collaborative, you know, all those things. How do you create a safe tone for learning or climate?
I'll put all the links on the blog site, of course. Thank you for your time. That's incredibly exciting. I can't think of anything more importantly than the principles you just talked about.
Well, that's good, because we're going to go off and grab lunch, and when we come back, in this little workshop we're doing here, we're going to go through the 10 principles with a number of examples. So if anyone wants that, you go to trainingshare.com,
yeah.
Archive Talks, you can get this little workshop we're doing here in Adelaide, this little 6-parter, and look for that. That was part 3.
Part 3. Okay. Thank you, Kurt.
Sure.
Appreciate it.
It's great to be back in Australia, and I'll see you again soon.